The number of new overseas graduate students in Madison is down by 17% this year. That translates into 75 fewer students to help teach and research in engineering and other mathematics-based science classes. The dean of the UW Graduate School says tighter immigration rules since 9/11 are part of the problem. But Martin Cadwallader says a bigger reason is competition from universities in China, India, and Europe. He says China and India are fighting years of brain drain with incentives for students not to go abroad, while European universities are banding together to try to lure them there.
They have something called the Bologna Accord, where they're trying to make a concerted effort to attract international students themselves. So whereas previously students from China, India, and so on would tend to look at the United States first, that's now no longer necessarily the case.
Fewer foreign grad students is bad news for American universities, and it isn't just a question of losing what these students contribute in terms of teaching and research.
They also bring back to their home country a better understanding of what life is like in the U.S., a better appreciation for what the U.S. means.
Heath Brown is the director of policy analysis for the Washington, D.C.-based Council of Graduate Schools.
The possibility of not as many students returning home in the future with that appreciation would not be a positive for our global diplomacy.
Brown says universities, including those in Wisconsin, are trying to streamline the application process for foreign students to help reverse the downward admissions trend. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.